Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. If you're listening on 95.9, you're in the Palm Beaches. If you're on 95, listening on 95.9, be careful. If you're up on the Treasure Coast, of course, you're listening on 106.9. And wherever you are, we're thrilled that you're with us. If you're regulars, thank you for coming back. If this is a first time for you, we talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. But tonight, we have a very unique show. It's not a show like any I have ever done before. And I'm so excited because I've been talking to my guest for a half hour in anticipation of coming on live. And he loves music. And who doesn't love music? He loves especially music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And how does he demonstrate that? Well, he's a DJ. And there's a lot to being a DJ that you wouldn't understand or may not understand, but we're going to answer all of those questions. If you have trivia about music, he's excited to answer that, so you can call in. But we're going to talk about that. Charlie Dietz, Charlie D, CD, the DJ is here, and he's been performing for audiences for over 30 years, and we're going to be talking to him in just a minute. Of course, it's Thanksgiving week, and this is always one of my favorite holidays. Well, not last year exactly, because I fell and broke my shoulder. But typically, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I hope it is yours. I understand that holidays, this season that we're beginning, can be stressful, particularly if you're struggling with a chronic disease or you have a family member who is. Family is coming down, there's traffic, there's all sorts of things. Here's my advice for you over the next few weeks, particularly this week. Stay calm. Focus on the good stuff. Have an extra piece of turkey. Take a nap. You'll feel great. All right. Before I get to my guest, I want to tell you about this week's support groups. And while it is a short week, we do have a lot of support groups. If you're interested in the Parkinson's support group, this Tuesday at Palm Beach Neuroscience in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Neuroscience, there is a support group helping people struggling with Alzheimer's disease and their family members. It's at 11 o'clock from 11 to 12:30, Palm Beach Neuroscience. For those who have a family member with Alzheimer's disease, we have two support groups for you. One is at Barrington Terrace in Boynton Beach. It's right above Wolbright Road on Congress. That's Tuesday at noon. It's great. They actually give you a free lunch, and you can talk to other people going through what you're going through. Alzheimer's disease, Barrington Terrace, Boynton Beach, and Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. And for those who are concerned about the holidays, this may be important to you. Artist Senior Living in Boca Raton, Wednesday, 4 o'clock, another support group. But let's get to my guest because, frankly, I've been talking to him for a half hour already, and we haven't even scratched the surface. I'm so excited that he's here. Charlie D. Charlie Dietz has been performing for audiences for over 30 years. He was born in Jersey City, moved to Long Island in his high school years, moved back to Jersey, and settled in Cherry Hill. In 1985, he and his wife raised their family there. He was weaned on big band, vocalists of the 50s, and, of course, rock and roll, teen idols, etc. But his interests don't stop there. He's a trivia nut. He loves to engage in conversation about the music that you and I and all of us love. He started his disc jockey company in 1988 and went from working 18 parties that first year to 3 years later, he was averaging 90 parties a year. I've seen him work. That's hard work. I'm going to ask him about that. He can entertain all age groups, all occasions. He even does lectures and karaoke parties, too. He relocated to Palm Beach County in 2012, and he reestablished his disc jockey business here, and he's been thrilling audiences down here for 7 years. He's performed for over 2,100 parties. He has a library. Get ready for this. He has a library of over 300,000 songs. Many unavailable anywhere but in his digital collection. So he can virtually play any request you ask for. His motto, if the song was ever on the radio, I have it. Try to stump him. He loves to perform the songs that he plays, and he'll knock your socks off with his lip-syncing performance. I've watched it. It's amazing. So get ready, get up, dance, sing along. His energy is contagious, and you can check his entire story on Facebook at Charlie D. Disc Jockey or his website, charliedj.com. Welcome to the show, Charlie. How are you?
Thank you, Scott. Welcome. Thank you very much.
So, you know, I think people don't really think of DJs as, you know, professionals. I think I don't. Maybe that's not fair.
Well, we're professionals because we get paid.
Well, there you
that's
go.
What makes me professional.
So how did all of this? How did all of this start?
Well, it started back in '88. My wife Susan came to me and said, "Charlie, we could use a little bit more money. We have two growing kids now. They're going to be going to high school and so on and so forth. They want to go to college." We were making good livings, but it's never enough. Right. So I said to her, well, I'd like to take a second job, but I don't want to work for Sears. I can't sell shoes or ties. That's not me. She goes, well, you like music. Why don't you become a DJ? So I gave it a lot of thought. And 30 seconds later, I said, sure, let's do it. I love music. I had a lot of the equipment. I used to work for Sam Goody. So I had a lot of the equipment that I needed, but I didn't have everything. So I went out and bought a few other extra things. And I started with the records. I was 80% records and 20% CD back in the day, back in the 80s. And then that reversed. I got rid of all my records and had all CD. Lugging all those heavy crates around, it was very heavy and hard, but it's a labor of love. But that's how I started. I did it for to make more money, obviously, but it became a passion. I love entertaining people, and I just love the business. I love DJing. I love working with the people at a party. I love it.
And being a DJ isn't just spinning records. It is so much more involved, right? What does it take to be a great DJ?
Well, you really have to have a pulse of your audience, okay? You have to know what they like. You have to keep current for Sweet 16s and weddings. You got to keep current or you'll never work. And for the people that are of the adult in their 50s, 60s, 70s, you have to have their music as well. They will get up and dance if something's recognizable and if they really enjoy the music. For those people who can't dance any longer, they're just too tired, they can't. They come to me and say, Charlie, we can't dance anymore, but your music put us right back in our era. Thank you so much. That kind of stuff. That's a turn on for me. I love to see a crowded dance floor, and I love to have people having a great time.
You know, it's funny. You said something. We haven't talked about this, but I told you I do really listen. You said something that's really interesting. You have to stay current. You know, I have four grandchildren, but three of them are into music. One's too little, right? She's into her music, the three-year-old. But, you know, I travel every year with my grandchildren without their parents. Their music is nothing like my music. How do you stay current?
Yes, and it's not supposed to. It's a generational thing. We are not supposed to love our kids' music. It's just not for us anymore. Just like our parents didn't like Elvis, right, and didn't like the Beatles, and certainly didn't like Led Zeppelin. It's a generational thing. So you have to understand that. Okay, having said that, when you're playing a party with like a wedding where you have the young and the old, you have to do mixes because you're going to turn the young kids on with their music and get them on the dance floor, and then you have to mix into something that's recognizable to both, and then you can add on the older generation. So it's timing. It's working with them, doing it forever. You know, I could do it with my eyes closed. I see a crowd. I can read them really well. That's a gift, I think. And I just can work a party to every generation.
But a Sweet 16 today is demonstrably different than a Sweet 16 was back 25 years ago, and certainly 35 years ago.
Right.
How does a guy like, and you're almost my age, how do you even know how to keep current? Do you listen to their music? Do you go to other parties?
Yes. Well, two things.
Do you watch television?
Well, yeah, MTV and all, all that stuff.
How do you do that? I wouldn't even want to do that.
Okay.
And I love music.
There's a company called Promo Only, and you have to be a DJ only to have this. But there's a company called Promo Only that keeps you current. It's a It's a site that will downloads the music, and it's all legal. It's absolutely legal because they pay their royalties.
Royalties, right.
And so it's all legal. But I get that every month. I get all the genres. You got rock, you got pop, you got country, you got Latin, you got urban. There's all the different genres that you could ever want. And what they do is they know what's going to be on the radio in the next month or two, and they keep you current with that music. And I would say 80% of the music that I would use at a Sweet 16 or a prom would be that music. Then when I'm at a party and I'm doing a young man's party, young person's party, I have a wish list right on my table. I say, come out here, just write whatever you want. Let me know what you like. And that's a good pulse too.
Right.
Because if I see it, I can have that music right then and there, you know.
So you love music.
Yeah.
Obviously you love music.
Yeah.
Do you have a harder time playing music you don't like? I listen to my grand. One of my grandsons plays music, and you know, there's no way, not a mic, not when I'm here.
You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to like it.
Do you have a harder time getting up for music that is not your generation or that you maybe don't like, or do you like everything?
No, I like everything. I listen to everything. I have to in this business. However, if the kids are having a good time, I'm having a good time. And it doesn't really matter what I play. I've learned that they're not really going to dance. These young parties, you know, when my sister, who's 5 years older than I am, she's going to kill me for saying that, but it's true. And her Sweet 16 was Leslie Gore and Bobby Darin.
Right.
And those, that generation, you danced.
They
danced with each other. They may not even have boys at their party, but they danced together. Okay. But today, it's not about getting them on the dance floor. They just want to hear the loud, banging music. And how do you dance to rap? I mean, they move, but it's not the same thing.
Right.
It's not paired dancing.
Point.
It's not paired dancing. And I'm okay with that. They're having a good time. They listen to their music. And that's the bottom line.
So who sets the tone at a party? Is it the... is it like at a Sweet 16? Is it the kids? Is it the parents?
Yeah,
is it the DJ? Is it... Because that really matters,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to take the pulse of the audience, I would think.
At a Sweet 16, 90% of the time, it's going to be the kids. They set the pulse. They know what they want to hear. And you don't deviate. I'm not going to play Bobby Darin at a Sweet 16. It's not going to work. Okay. So having said that, it's their music 99% of the time. The only time I could slip an oldie in is when we do the birthday cake. I can sing, you know, Happy Birthday, Sweet 16. I can slip that in, you know,
right, to
help the grandparents who are out there listening. They thank me for that, you know. But basically, it's 99% their music, headbanging, loud, you know, rap, the rock and roll of today, which is not the rock and roll we're used to. But that's what you have to do. You have to cater to them. Weddings are different. Every kind of party is kind of different.
Yeah, I want to ask you.
It's basically about the bride. When I meet with them, and I meet every wedding about 10 days prior to their wedding, I sit them down for hours in their house, and I will go over the wedding from top to bottom, everything, all the introductions, all the music we're going to play, and all the music we're not going to play. They will give me a do not playlist. And brides are very particular about, especially like the electric slide. I'm tired of the electric slide. Do not play it. I said, okay, well, if you think you're tired of it, how do you think I feel? And I said, but I got to understand, it's a crowd pleaser. It gets the single people up on the floor. I won't play if you don't want me to. But what if somebody asks me, one of your guests come over to me and says, Charlie, can you play the electric slide? What do I tell him? And sometimes she'll say, no, you come tell them to come see me. And I'll tell them no. Well, they'll say, okay, well, if it's asked, go ahead and go play it. So there are certain rules. I try to keep the bride very happy. You know, a happy wife is a happy life. And so I really believe that you want to keep the bride happy. But for the most part, my job is to get you on the floor. So it's a thin line, and it's a very fine line. You got to walk that line all night long.
So it's funny you picked the electric slide because I don't dance particularly.
Don't ask me.
The only song I ever get up to dance to is the electric slide.
It's a crowd pleaser.
And as soon as it comes on,
it's a crowd pleaser.
Kids laugh at me, but I love it.
Well, the good thing about what I do is I don't just play that song. Any line dance, I get on the floor and work them as well.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah.
So how much of what you do is the music? How much of any is a show? How much of it is you? How does that all divide?
It's all three. I believe a good DJ is an entertainer as well. If you're just going to spin records, anybody could do that.
Right.
That's what I would think. I could bring you with my little iPad. He'd go play music. It's knowing what to play. Okay, that's one thing. But once you have them on the floor, it's entertaining them. It's really about the show that I put on, and I really believe that. I think I've been successful because of that. I am different than other DJs. Most of my DJ friends, they sit back and just play the music. I don't.
Is that because they're playing older parties? I mean, well, I would think at some point in time. So, in the spirit of full disclosure, I met you at the JCC, right. And you were putting on a show for an audience that was kind of representative of you and I. That's an audience for whom, you know, the music has more memories than party.
Correct.
Right?
Yes,
right?
That's
right.
True.
And there were, when you were playing music that day and lip syncing and telling stories, and we're going to get to some of your stories in a little bit.
Okay.
The interesting part for me was there were a couple of people that got up to dance, but most of us danced in our chairs.
Right. And at the J, that's the way it is. I understand that.
So my question is, as the audience ages and the DJ ages, does the show age?
I hope
not. Does that make sense?
You know, I hope not. I think I'm as lively as I am 30 years ago when I started. I've got a lot of energy. You know, I play softball in the morning, and I'll DJ at night. And when I get home, let's say I'm home at 11, 12 o'clock at night, and I got to get up at 5:30, 6 o'clock for the game the next morning, I'm there. I mean, I just, because that's my love and my passion. So the energy level has to be there. And I believe if you show energy behind the desk, it relates to the dance floor. I'm constantly in motion. I can't sit still. And you know, maybe that's a disease I have, I don't know. But I just can't sit still when I work. I love working the crowd, either being on the floor with them or just having a lot of props behind me, tambourine, my maracas, all that good stuff. I love entertaining that way.
So it brings another question to mind. There was a time, I mean, I'm an old man, I've been to a lot of parties, all right? There was a time that when there was a DJ, particularly in the bar mitzvah era, and we'll talk more about that mm-hmm. later as well, there was always a show, you know. I mean, a DJ would come with 5 or 6 or 10 performers,
yes.
And it was
a Broadway show.
Right,
right. Exactly.
It was exactly a Broadway
right.
show.
Right.
But that's not really true anymore, or is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I believe it's truer now than ever because,
oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think it's stopped. You see, when I was in the South Jersey area, it was very, very big. Certainly the New York area, it's huge. It is a Broadway show. Okay, and you have to compete with that. The only audience I would have, if you don't have a troupe, if you don't have the girls, and you don't have the costumes, and you don't have the lighting, and you don't have the props and all that, then you are what we call Hamish, a very simple party. And I would do that. You know,
right.
That's Italian for very
right.
very simple.
Right.
I would keep it simple, but I could also add the girls if you wanted it. Okay, I went both ways. It was almost like a la carte. You want a DJ? Here's your price. Oh, you want 2 girls? Here's your other price. Oh, you want 4 girls? Here's your other price. Oh, you want lights? There's your other price. So I kept it as simple as you wanted, or I could be as elaborate as you wanted. Personally, I liked the simple party. I believe the kids had a better time with the simpler party. You take away from the kids when you have all the pretty girls dancing and around. It becomes the show, and the show should be the kids. The games, the dancing, you know, that's just my humble opinion.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree.
But it hasn't changed, Scott. It really hasn't changed. Everybody wants to outdo themselves.
Right.
So it's if my nephew has a big, big party and spends for a troupe, how am I not going to have it? How can I do that to my kid?
Right.
I got to outdo it or I got to keep it the same. So it's become a big, big party.
So that brings up a whole host of questions about difference in geography, because I come from Long Island,
right.
You come from New Jersey,
yeah.
And we're going to talk about song selection, we're going to talk about some stories that you have, we're going to talk about lip syncing. Also, for those of you who are listening, if you have trivia questions for my guest, he's really a trivia expert about the music of our time. If you just tuned in, of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. You're listening to us on 95.9 and 106.9. True Oldies for tonight. We're talking about True Oldies. We're talking. We're not talking about the things I always talk about or usually talk about. I'm talking to Charlie Deitch, Charlie D, the DJ, CD, the DJ, and we're going to tell you how you can hire him or how you can find him or how you can take advantage of his skill set. We're going to give you that information, so get a pen ready for when we do. We have a whole host of questions and more subject to talk about. We're going to talk about DJ versus a live band. We're going to talk about the impact that iTunes has had on this and how the digitalization of music has impacted what he does. This is really a fun subject, a subject that I have rarely ever spent time on. So, yes, Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. If you have questions for CD, the DJ, call us, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact health care challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition, and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom, with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Here every Monday night from 6 to 7, talking about issues that are of interest to boomers and their parents. Tonight's a first for me. It's a first for the show. I'm talking to an expert. It's not that I don't talk to experts all the time, but I don't talk to an expert about music. And tonight I'm talking to Charlie Dietz, Charlie D, the DJ, CD, the DJ. Charlie is an expert on music. He's a disc jockey. But more than that, he's an expert on music. He really is an entertainer, because being a good DJ is about entertaining the audience. And think about this. 50th anniversary party is a whole lot different than a sweet 16, a bat mitzvah, or a bar mitzvah. There are a lot of differences, and you have to be pretty flexible, pretty knowledgeable, and have an unbelievable library of music. And Charlie has over 300,000 pieces of music. The other thing he has had over the years as a DJ for over 30 years is stories. And I think, you know, we always think parties go well, but you told me a story, Charlie, about a couple of people who didn't exactly see eye to eye at one of your parties. Yeah. Tell me what happened.
Well, it was a wedding, and there was liquor involved, I'm sure. And toward the end of the party, the groom's side got into an argument with the bride's side. And it doesn't matter who was right or wrong. They're both wrong, of course. But there was an argument, and there was pushing and shoving, and finally, you know, tables moving around and chairs. And so, of course, as a DJ, you have to control the situation. And I did. I played Kung Fu Fighting. I thought that was apropos. And that was pretty good. Hit Me With Your Best Shot. I think I put that on after that. There was a lot of different songs I could play. So it calmed them down, because they started laughing. And so it kind of slowed down. And when the police came, that slowed it down as well, too. So that helped. That was probably the weirdest wedding. Well, although I had a wedding, if you don't mind, I can tell you another wedding. I'm doing a wedding, and it's time to do the announcements. Okay, the cocktails are over. Now we're doing the announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, and the bride and the groom, and the bridesmaids and all that. We go to look for the groom. He's gone. He's not in the room. We can't find him. Well, he looked outside. Maybe he's talking, having a cigarette. Well, one of the bridesmaids was missing, too. Now, I'm not putting two and two together. This is, you connect the dots, but this is a true story.
It's like The Godfather.
Right. It was right. Upstairs, yeah. So that's a true story. And so we couldn't do the announcements until they came back. But that was an interesting party, too.
Wow. So do you get surprised a lot?
Yeah, I got surprised once. I had a friend of mine. His name is Ron. He's a DJ from Jersey, and he used to give me a lot of jobs. If he got overbooked, we used to work each other's. If he got overbooked, he'd give me a party and vice versa. And so he gave me a party. He says, do this party. It is a Sweet 16, and it's at this place, blah, blah, blah. And I went, and I'm ready to go. You know, I got my music. I'm ready to set. And I look on the cake. I'm there setting up, and I'm looking at the cake. Happy 50th anniversary, wedding anniversary, you know. Marge and John. So he gave me the wrong type of venue. So only a good DJ could switch it around. No, I'm not going to play the rap. I'm going to play the music that's right, apropos for that party. So that was a little trick on my part. I needed to, not bring out the music that I was ready for. I brought out the other older music.
So just in that few minutes, it's apparent that you're like an encyclopedia of music.
Yeah,
how do you?
Not to brag.
No, it seemed clearly. I mean, so like a fight breaks out. How do you go to Kung Fu Fighting?
Right.
Hit Me With Your Best Shot. It's hysterical.
Yeah, you got to do something.
That's pretty quick on your feet.
Yeah.
This is kind of all consuming.
Right. I've been doing this for a long time, and not that I think about fighting, because I don't see that many fights at a party, hopefully. Paying me after they pay me right about that, but that's another story for another time. It's just, you got to say to yourself, I've got to change it up. What's going on? I could stop the music and just wait, with my hands folded to see what's going on, or I could try to lighten it up. And that's what I tried to do. I tried to lighten up the moment.
And is that true of almost all parties?
I would hope so.
It's all about making a fun experience, right?
Right.
I mean, every party has the same basic goal, even though you might get there differently, yeah, right?
True. Right? Your goal is to have fun. You know, you talked about the food before. You know, to me, the food's very important. Obviously, you don't want to give your people ptomaine. I mean, that's going to be a problem. Running to the bathroom hurts my floor time. It really does. So that's a problem. But at the end of the night, when they say we had a great time, it's not because the food was great, it's because the DJ was good.
Right.
I had a good time dancing, or when there was the music. We had a great time. I take that as the compliment. I don't think the caterer even hears that. You know, he's packed up and gone by the time that happens.
That's true.
I'm the first one to come and the last one to leave.
I didn't have a DJ at my daughter's wedding. I
Shame
had a live band.
Shame
but,
on
and
you.
I'm
okay.
going to talk about the difference.
Okay. Okay.
But I remember sitting at the bar, or standing at the bar while I could still stand, and the band leader was next to me, and you just reminded me of this. The band leader was standing next to me, sitting next to me, having a club soda.
Okay, you think?
That's what
right,
that's what he told me, anyway.
Right.
But anyway, and he looked sad, and I said to him, I said, gee, what's the matter? He said, I'm really nervous. I said, man, don't do this to me.
You're nervous?
don't do this to me.
Oh
what
God.
Are you nervous about? And he said, I want this to be the best night of your life.
Oh.
And that's what, kind of what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, if you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. Here tonight with a most wonderful, entertaining guy. His name is Charlie Deitch. He's a disc jockey, but he's a little bit more than a disc jockey. He makes a party. We're going to talk about his unbelievable library. We're going to talk about how the digitization of music has changed what he does. Over the next segment, we're going to tell you when we come back how you can reach Charlie. And of course, if you're a new listener, we don't always talk about music on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Having a good time is an issue too. And of course, with this Thanksgiving week, that's just as important. If you have questions, if you have a trivia question or any questions about what a DJ does or how they should, you can call us. You can call my guest or you can call me. 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here
That's
with
great.
Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom, with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Here tonight with a most engaging, most entertaining, a real expert at his craft, not similar to many other shows that we do here on Oh My God. We're talking about music. We're talking about playing music, how music makes a party, how music makes you feel better. And we haven't really talked much about that, but we're going to, because music is an integral part of our lives. It brings back memories. In the world of Alzheimer's disease, we talk about the value and the power of music all the time. But at a party, music makes the party. And who makes the music? The disc jockey. How does that happen? because you get somebody who really knows this stuff. And if you've just tuned in, you've been missing a great show. But if you've been listening from the beginning, you may want to know how to reach my guest, CD the DJ. Charlie Deitch is here. Charlie, how do people reach you if they want more information?
Well, I have a phone.
That's a good
and
start.
And so you can call me. That's a very good start. Smoke signals used to work, but no longer. You can call me, area code 561. 454-8960. That's my office number. You can email me at cdthedj@aol.com or my website of charliedj.com. That's two D's in the middle. charliedj.com. On the end of that website is also a request. You can ask for pricing and everything through the website. So it makes it nice and easier if you don't want to use your phone.
Give your phone number again.
Okay, the number is 561-454-8960.
So I mentioned earlier tonight that you have a library of over 300,000 songs. That absolutely blows my mind. That's incredible. One, how did you get them all? And then two, because the distribution of music has changed so dramatically over the years, how has that impacted
your
business?
Well, it started way back. My father and my mother were big band era, obviously. They were from the World War II era. And so I got into music through them with the big band, Tommy Dorsey. Vaughn Monroe was my father's favorite singer. He used to take a tall lamp at his house. He would tell me stories. And I think that's how I became so crazy with music as well. He would use this tall lamp, and that was his microphone. And he would sing into this tall lamp and pretend to be Vaughn Monroe. And when he told me the story, I kind of understood what he was talking about. But I started with music way back then. Then I saw a movie on Million Dollar Movie. If you're from New York, you know about this Million Dollar Movie. They had a great gig going. They had one movie they'd play all week long. And when it was over, they'd repeat it. On weekends, it was all day, all night. On Saturday and Sunday, it was one after another, the same movie.
I don't remember that.
Right. Well, one of my favorite movies, one of the first movies I ever saw that was Yankee Doodle Dandy, about the George M. Cohan story. And I instantly fell in love with that story and the music. But then when I saw the Jolson story, that was it. I wanted to be Al Jolson. So I think I'm him reincarnated. I really do. I was born about 18 months after he passed. And I really think I've got his DNA. Because I just love to entertain. And that story really turned me on. When I saw the lip syncing in that movie, that's when I decided to lip sync. I used to do Al Jolson. I used to pretend to play his music. I had his albums. And I would do Mammy and Swanee and
I've
all the songs.
I've seen you do Mammy, right?
It was great. It's one of my favorite things to do when I do the Al Jolson stuff. And Eddie Cantor and all the old timers. So I collected the music through the years. So my music isn't just of the 50s, 60s, and beyond. It goes back to the turn of the century.
Wow.
And I've got guys that people never even heard of. They're not popular anymore. I think people know Al Jolson because he was an icon. Eddie Cantor, these are icons. But I can go back and talk about people that people said, who are they?
Right.
They don't know who these old timers are. So that was right. My passion started way back with my parents. Then my sister got me into the 50s. She was into the Elvis and the Leslie Gores and the Bobby Darins and all that. So she got me into that. And then I became a Beatle freak. I was in the 60s, 70s. So it evolved from there. My goal has always been I want to have everything that was ever produced on vinyl. That's hard to do. And when you talk about, how did it start? I don't know if we have time now, but what happens is it was a lot easier to buy a record, obviously, but more expensive. You'd go out and buy an album for one cut.
Right.
Digitally now, you don't have to do that. You go on iTunes, and now you can just buy that one single. It's a lot cost effective. In the old days, I had to buy a whole album.
People aren't buying albums. Now they're making EPs.
Well, they are buying albums. They're back to buying records because of the sound. Right. Vinyl is coming back, but not for the same reason. The kids of today are buying vinyl again, but not for the same reason we did.
No, because it'll never happen.
Most people just want that one single or whatever. Right. And iTunes is very convenient. You don't have to leave your house. So it works for me as far as iTunes because you can only buy what you need now and not the whole album. So it's definitely cost effective for DJs and for the public.
But you must have spent an enormous sum of money to have that many records.
Yes, I have that here. $22.47 through the year.
But you have, and then you switch to CDs, and then not all of that is available digitally. Certainly not on iTunes. iTunes doesn't have
everything.
Doesn't have the library you have.
Right. No, probably not. I mean, I hate bragging, but yeah, it's true. I have a lot of stuff that you can't get on iTunes.
Right. Yeah. Was it a challenge to digitize all of that?
Yeah, time consuming. Wasn't because I had everything on either vinyl or CD. And I had to turn it to put it on a hard drive. And it's just time consuming. Ask my wife. She'll tell you. It was very, very, very time consuming.
With that volume, right, 300,000, how do you select what to play?
That's a great question. Again, the audience. But, you know, there are certain killer songs.
Right.
Songs that get people on the dance floor. It's a no-brainer. So you hit with those. Then you take requests. And I do that. While you're eating your meal, With the permission of with the host, I'll walk around to each table and say, you know, what would you like to hear today? What do you want to hear? What songs? What artists? What do you like? And I walk around to every table. That gives me a roadmap as to what to play, and I could fit it in. I try fitting in all the songs. So that's really what it is. But there is a format to what you play, and then you expand from there.
It's so fascinating. If you're just tuning in, I'm here tonight with Charlie Deeds. Charlie is a disc jockey, but as you can tell if you've been listening, it's more than just spinning records. It's entertainment at its finest. And for our generation, no matter how old you are, even if you're going back to the big band era or 60s and 70s or even later if you're younger, there's so much about music that impacts our lives. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to talk about a DJ versus a live band. We have a whole host more to talk to my guest about. But this is, of course, Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're here every Monday night live from 6 to 7 on 95.9 and 106.9 True Oldies. Palm Beach, we're 95.9 on the Treasure Coast, 106.9. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Tonight is one of those things, although this is a first for me, and I'm really, really excited. There is still time, though, if you have questions for my guest. All you have to do is call us, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact health care challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here tonight with a most entertaining guest. I wish you were here during the breaks. We're having so much fun. Yeah, it's terrific. Charlie D is here. Charlie D is a disc jockey. And he's disc jockey is more than you think he is. He makes the party, or can make the party. Charlie, I have so much more to ask you about, but one of the things I want to ask you about is there are a lot of differences in parties, right? Bat mitzvahs, bar mitzvahs, weddings, 50th anniversary parties. There's a real difference. Do you have a favorite? Is there one party you don't do much of anymore that you'd like to? Is there a party that you love? Not that they're not all great. Yeah. Is there something that brings out kind of the best? I don't know how to say
the beast in me. Well, yeah, I think, I haven't done that many bat mitzvahs down here. And the reason is that, A, they don't know me. Nobody really knows me. I'm new. I'm only here 7 years. So I don't have the reputation. In South Jersey, I had a good reputation. So I worked that all the time. So down here, I'm struggling finding a bat mitzvah. I told my wife, if I would ever get one, I will retire. Right after I get one, I'm going to stop working. And she was thrilled with that. But seriously,
she's the reason
folks,
you haven't got it. She doesn't want you home.
Right. So be careful what you wish for. Yeah. But seriously, yeah, that I love doing bar mitzvahs. I love working with kids. I love doing proms. I love doing sweet 16s for sure. Communions. We did so many communions in South Jersey. Down here, that's just not the way it is. I believe for communions, I'm not talking about bar mitzvahs. I'm talking about the Christian communions. I think they go out to dinner after church, and then that's it. I used to do communion parties, and they were little bar mitzvahs. They weren't as big as elaborate like that, but they were great. They had the dancing. We had the games, the prizes, and all that. It was fun. Down here, I don't see that down here.
So do you strike that as geographical differences?
Yes.
You know, are there differences between parties up north and parties down here?
Yeah, very much. I mean, the music's even different. You know, we talk about Christmas parties. You know, up north, you can play Christmas music for the entire cocktail period. They love it. You know, it's cold. There's a nip in the air, and it's Christmas feeling. Down here, I get to play five songs maybe during the Christmas, and they're ready to go. You know, they're ready to take that stuff off and play other kind of music. And so it's a different culture down here, and I think it's the weather. You know, we don't really have that Christmassy feeling or Hanukkah feeling, if you will. We don't have that feeling down here because of the weather. I love the weather, but it's just a little different feeling down here for those kind of parties.
So there again, do you go into a party with a sense of, if you've done your preparation and talked to the host, you have some of that.
Yeah.
But do you go in with an expectation of what the crowd is like, what the music's going to be like?
I do, because after 30 years, it's kind of a 50th wedding anniversary is a 50th wedding anniversary, okay? The difference is when I was doing 50th wedding anniversaries 20 years ago, the music was different.
Right.
Okay, so now that you move the music along. When I got started, big band was huge. I couldn't do a show without four or five big band numbers. You know, Glenn Miller for sure, you know, Tommy Dorsey. That was a staple. That has gone away now. If I play one in a while, it's a lot. It's not asked for as much because it's just not there anymore. That generation has gone away, and now it's now doo-wop, It's now the 50s, the 60s, and 70s. Certainly, the disco is really big again in this generation of the parties that I'm doing down here with the retirement villages. I do a lot of retirement villages. And they're asking for the 50s, 60s, and certainly disco 70s.
Yeah, and I know this is a kind of will sound stupid, but I'm going to think that a 50th anniversary party today, those people are younger at heart.
That's
than
true.
The 50, like when I went to my in-laws' 50th anniversary party, which we made for them, they were older. My wife and I are going to be married 50 years this year. They were older, maybe not chronologically, but they were older.
Well,
everything about them was older than
yes,
we are.
No, no question about that. Now, think about it. When you were married... You were married in what year were you married?
1970.
Okay, so there you go. Your music is late 60s, 70s. When they got married, they were married in the 40s,
40s
50s.
Right.
Their music is big band and the vocalists,
right,
you know,
right.
The Bennetts, the Tony Bennetts and Frank Sinatra's. It moves along.
Which goes to how important it is to have somebody like yourself, a DJ, who's able to move in and out of those different genres, because it really will make the party either a success or boring, and that's really it.
Yeah.
So how do people reach you again?
Okay, well, you can reach me on my office phone, which is area code 561-454-8960, or you can use my website, charliedj.com. Or you can email me at cdthedj@AOL. I also have a Facebook. I'm Charlie D. Disc Jockey. That's my Facebook.
Perfect. Charlie, disc jockey or live band?
Oh, DJ, no question about it. And I'll tell you what. I cannot compete with the sound of a big band. Your band, there's a band, the sound is unbelievable. They're loud, and you can't lower them down like you can lower a DJ. You can't lower a band. However, you can't beat the sound. I can't compete with that kind of thing. However, what I can compete with is A, price.
Right.
They can price themselves way out of the ballpark. And B, I have a bigger selection. They'll sound good, but they can't play everything that you might ask for. So my selection is better. My sound, I think, is excellent, but not as good as a band. But I think the trade-off is the type of music I can play versus what they can play.
Yeah, it's so true. You said something there that reminded me of my daughter's wedding when my cousin, may he rest in peace, came out to me and said, because we had a big band there, not a big band like Glenn Miller, but we had a good size
five,
band.
Five, six, three, right? Seven. There,
no, we were 12, I think,
God,
10 or 12.
God, good for you.
And my cousin, as I say, may he rest in peace, came up to me and said, could you tell him to turn this volume down? The answer was no, you can't, right? Because that's what they do. You're absolutely right about that. Right. And as I get older, because that matters more to me, But it's another story. Anyway, I still have more questions for you, but if I can. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here, if you're a new listener, every Monday night. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. If you're a regular listener, we're glad that you're back. We hope you're having fun tonight. I hope you're having as much fun as I'm having with my guest. If you're tuned in late and you're sorry you missed the beginning of the show with Charlie D, the good news is you don't have to go without hearing it because we podcast it. It'll be up on the podcast platform tomorrow. Just search OMG, I'm getting up, we will pop. This show and all the other 300-plus shows we've done are there. I encourage you to go to OMG, I'm getting. However, if you're not a podcasting kind of guy, and I understand that, we put it up on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfortcare, ComfortCare. Do not put a T in there. Don't let spell check put a T in there. You won't get to us. Palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Just look for the radio link. This show and all the others will be there up around noon tomorrow. Of course, if you don't have a radio, many people don't any longer, you can still listen to us because you have a smartphone. I know you do because you're smart. You listen to me, you should be smart. You have a smartphone. TuneIn Radio is a free app you can download on any of your smartphone devices. Just set it for WSVU. Those are our call letters. 6 o'clock every Monday, and you can listen to us. And, of course, we simulcast on the web, trueoldiesfla.com. Locally, around the country, around the world, trueoldiesfla.com. WHLA.com. Next week, a really fascinating show, very different, demonstrably different. I'm going to have two people here from Florida Atlantic University, and we are going to be talking about a program they have to help people with Parkinson's with speech problems. People don't understand how much Parkinson's can impact one's ability to speak. We speak more softly. It's more challenging. They have a new program. It's called the Parkinson's Voice Project, or Speak Out, or Loud Crowd. It's a really interesting program. I talked to them today in preparation for next week. I promise you, you're going to learn a whole host of important things about Parkinson's and how you can help with the speech issues confronting those with Parkinson's and swallowing issues, etc. It's going to be really, really wonderful. The week after, another show unlike any I've ever done before. We're going to be talking about the Civic Life Project. Civic Life Project encourages young people through music and theater to get involved in local politics and to vote. The year gets closer to Election Day, and God knows we do talk about politics in this country a little bit, this Civic Life Project is a fascinating effort with some names that you will recognize involved in helping raise money for this. I'm very, very excited about doing that show, as I am much more political than most people know. I'm looking forward to that as well. I also want to ask everybody to have a great Thanksgiving holiday this week. Enjoy your family. Don't let the little things upset you. It's going to be you're going to have a great time. I promise you, you're going to have a great time. Put all those little worries aside. Enjoy the day. Eat to your heart's content. Don't listen to the doctor. Eat whatever you want. You can have a second piece of pie. Trust me, it's all right. You'll make it. Anyway, seriously. In the few minutes I have left, though, with my guest, Charlie D, who is a disc jockey. Anything that I didn't cover that you think the audience really should understand about hiring a disc? What should they ask you? What should they ask you?
Well, the first thing is everything comes down to price.
Right.
You know,
right.
Let's be honest. It's the first thing. And down here, the pricing is a little different than up North Jersey. That's another big difference. But we're okay with that. I love working, and I work with people. And so there's a limit to what we'll do. So we talk money first, of course. But then the most important thing that they need to understand is what they're getting for their dollar. I take no breaks. I don't eat when I work. I mean, it's a lot of things that a lot of DJs put in their contract. You got to have me. I got to have a sandwich. I don't want a sandwich. I want what you're eating. I want that prime rib. Well, I don't eat when I work. I don't drink when I work. I just want to entertain you. So I talk about what your needs are. What kind of music are you looking for? When I send you out a contract, I send you out a wish list. And I send you can fill it out to your heart's content, letting me know exactly what kind of music you're looking for. And when I get it back, it's a roadmap for what I can do. And if I don't have it, which is unusual, I will make sure I do have it by the time I do your party.
So bar and bat mitzvahs, yeah, sweet 16s, graduation parties, communion, weddings, anniversary parties, birthday parties.
The gamut.
There's such a big range, right? You say you play 55 and over communities, of which we certainly have our share down here. Are that just for their kind of like their galas maybe that they have there?
I mean, they have the big HOA has a big party, and I do theirs. But also they have all these little different groups, you know, the Italian American Club. Or in Villaggio, I do the fan club, which is about friends and new neighbors. It's a new club, but it's one of the largest ones on their campus. It's a great group of guys that love to have a good time, and they put on a signature show at the end of the year that is huge. It's a Broadway show,
right.
And I'm the DJ. They just love what I can do for them.
And you're open to lecturing about this, and you're a music trivia aficionado. We didn't really get much to that
tonight.
Love
talking trivia,
right? You have trivia. we only have about 30 seconds or so, but you have a quick story about Bobby Darin, don't you?
Well, yeah, I lived in his neighborhood in Lake Hiawatha for 30 seconds. We lived together. I didn't really know him that well, but I did know his family. And, of course, it was a tragic life. If you saw his movie, Beyond the Sea, his mother was really his sister. And it's a long story, but and it was a tragedy for him. But we knew his family very well, and we lived in Lake Hiawatha.
He didn't find out who his mother was till later
in life,
right?
And it destroyed him.
Yeah, and he grew up thinking that his sister was his sister, and
right,
of course she wasn't.
It was his mother, and the grandmother was the mother.
It's really an interesting story. There is so much about that era. I know we were talking just a little bit, and I don't want to run out of time. We were talking about the country music, the Ken Burns thing. There's so much history, all of which you're an expert on, and we didn't talk about it, so maybe I can get you to come back one day.
I would love to. We'll
do that.
I would love to.
Anyway, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. As I said before, we're here every Monday night. We're live. If you're a new listener, thanks for finding us. If you're a regular, thanks for being with us. Every Monday, 6 o'clock on 95.9 and 106.9 True Oldies. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Me, Scott Greenberg, you have a great Thanksgiving holiday. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the family. Good night, all. And we'll see you next Monday.